Choir for that great introduction. And I would like to say good morning and welcome to everyone that come to God's house to worship Him and praise Him and adore Him today. And we want to welcome those who are listening over the radio and the internet at this time. And if you're a visitor in our sanctuary today, we'd like for you to fill out the registration tab. It's attached to the side of your church bulletin. And if you'll please drop it in the offering plate, Pastor Tomlinson would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. And you can also find the outline in today's sermon in your church bulletin. And the scripture of the month is in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And that's why we're here today, to learn God's word and to go out into the field and to bring in more harvest for him. Of course, the Holy Spirit will convict them. Now, I'd like for us to continue praising the Lord with our beautiful voices, with Tae Young on the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you again for coming and worshiping our Lord with us this morning. Beautiful Sunday morning. I trust that the Lord has blessed you. I know we were blessed yesterday at our daughter Patricia's gender reveal. They have these gender reveals now. So we found out that Patricia's having a baby girl, so we were blessed. Amen. Why don't we turn to our first song, 485, Revive Us Again, 485, and we'll sing all four stanzas.
We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus. Spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our mind. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Verse 3. All glory and praise to the Lamb. Borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Verse 4. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May it so we rekindle.
Our souls be rekindled with the fire from above. Amen. Why don't we sing our next hymn, number 332, My Jesus, I Love Thee. Number 332. And why don't we all rise as we sing, My Jesus, I Love Thee. 332.
My grace, redeemer, my Savior.
Thank you very much. I wanted to start off by thanking every one of you for your support and your vote of confidence last week, and that we, as the people of God, we would expand the ministry of the gospel here in Morgan Hill, and may the Lord fill this house with His presence, with His people, with His love, and with His joy. Let us pray. Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, standing in awe of the greatness of your grace, of your mercy, and of your love. That the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ would be upon us and over us and in us and through us. That those that enter into this cathedral would know and would feel the presence of Almighty God, that He dwells within our hearts and dwells within these walls. And Father, as I was looking at the Psalms and had read where David had read written, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so, Father, we need to continually to remember to wait on you. As we endure and encounter the afflictions of this world, that we would wait upon you. As we seek to draw near to you and receive strength from you, that we would wait upon you. And Lord, I pray for your mighty Spirit to be upon us as your people, that the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ would entrench itself into our hearts and into our lives, that we would have that thirst and that hunger for the very word of God that you have placed in our midst, that you would strengthen us and enable us to be your ministers of reconciliation, communicating the hope that we have in Jesus Christ to those that are around us, that you would bring the transformation of life and heart into the people that hear the testimony of Christ, and that you would do a mighty work even throughout this whole nation who needs your loving arms around it. So much has happened in the last few weeks as people sending bombs in the mail, as people shooting up churches, synagogues, and killing people. Why? Lord, we live in a wicked world that needs you. And I pray that your people who are called by your name would enter into your presence with humility, seeking your guidance and seeking your compassion, that we would be ministers of the same, that people would see and hear and know the glorious riches that we have in Christ. And Father, we pray for your hand of blessing upon those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world. For Joe Plicka, dealing with cancer, and he had a fall recently. We pray for your Spirit to strengthen him and recover him. And for his son, Pat Plicka, who has extensive bone surgery on the 13th, we pray for your comforting hand and for your healing power. For Christine Vitune of Informed Choices, she battles cancer. Jim Floyd, also battling cancer. And Lori, Darlene's sister-in-law, battling cancer and on hospice. We pray for your comfort, for your healing, and for your power. And we pray for Jen's father, Robert, also dealing with cancer, that you would strengthen him and help him, each of these people, turn towards you and receive strength. Our friend Donna Detweiler, for her and her sons dealing with cancers and diseases, strengthen their bodies, Lord. For Martha Bell, for a medical procedure coming up here soon in November. For Bob Jones, having a knee replacement surgery on the 5th, we thank you, Lord, that he's back with us and pray for your strengthening power and your healing spirit. We pray for Jerry Kamalayar, who has a knee and two hip replacements, and she'll be getting one of the hip replacements in October, Lord. And we pray for those that are expecting, for Trish Concha, expecting a girl in February, Amanda Daly, expecting in January, Jocelyn Hunter, expecting a girl in November. And Father, we pray as well for our brother Bob, as I spoke with him the other day, communicating about some of his relatives, sister-in-law Deborah with cancer, sister-in-law Susie with Alzheimer's. And Lord, we pray for your healing touch and for your strengthening spirit. And Lord, we praise you. The vineyard property, we are going into closure on that, Lord willing, this week, and soon we will have the funds that we can begin building here as you see fit, and that you would help us to be used of you to grow and expand your kingdom here in Morgan Hill, that people would know that there is a God who dwells in the hearts of men. And we pray for the Prater family looking for housing, that you would open up the door of opportunity for them. They have one that's within reach, and so, Lord, we pray that you would bless them with your guidance and for your provision. And Lord, we pray for your missionaries that we support throughout this world, for Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez also serving in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila ministering in Latin America, Informed Choices ministering out of Gilroy to women in Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy. Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe up in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis of the Worldview Center and serving, working out of Portland. Bless these ministers with the power of your gospel to transform lives, that you would build up their ministries and expand their reach, that the gospel of Christ would expand and reach throughout the entire world. Father, we pray for your hand of blessing upon this offering. Use it for your divine honor and glory, for the growth and the expansion of the gospel, for the ministry to the hearts and minds of people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful singing. Now let's give them a real hand of applause for the for their great work and giving us a worshipful attitude. And that's why we're all here today. Again, I want to thank all the visitors who are with us today and those who come to worship the Lord here in spirit and in truth. The church has gathered together. And we're going to be reading in God's Word now in John chapter 14, verses 21 through 27. And if you'll turn in your Bibles now to John chapter 14, verses 21 through 27. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. He who has commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let us now bow for a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, again, your church is gathered together in your sanctuary to worship you and adore you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, I pray that your Spirit now might fall upon us like it did in the tabernacle of Moses when you came down and spoke with him face to face. Lord, today we've all come to seek your face and to seek your glory, Lord. May you open up our ears of understanding, Lord, so that when we hear your word, that we might receive it gladly. And Father, may we receive your joy and may we receive your peace. Lord, that many of us have many trials and tribulations in our life. We've come to your sanctuary. It's sort of like a hospital, Lord. May you heal us now, Lord, of the problems that we have in our life, Lord. And may we always give you the praise and the glory and the honor. And Heavenly Father, I pray for those who are listening over the radio and in the internet and those, again, in the sanctuary, Lord. May you bless each and every one of them. And Lord, I pray that you might be with our pastor, a great servant of yours, Lord, as he gives us the word, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.